Now, the conclusion of our three-part interview with Sarah Metzler, Director of Organizational Communications with the Cattlemen's Beef Board. Hear it in its entirety at Hot Barn Report on Facebook and Price Discovery from our 9 reporting barns. You guys have been having some great promotions, Daytona 500. Was that Tuff Cooper at the Ropin' booth at the Beef It's What's for Dinner booth there, or was that not Tuff Cooper?
Yes, Colin. Colin Woodall, who is the CEO of NCBA, was there. They're a big part of putting on that event. But I want to be clear about the Daytona event. It was actually a joint effort of the state beef councils across the country. And the state beef councils really do the work of the checkoff. I mean, it's one thing to have the national checkoff, the big kind of national program. You know, half of the checkoff dollar stays at the state level to fund your beef councils in your state.
Right.
And those state beef councils have the ability to team up and do events. In order to have that Daytona event, there were several states that came forward to pay for the sponsorship of that event and to help support doing that. So it wasn't just the national checkoff coming in saying we're going to do this, although we did support it, of course. It's a
right.
huge national event.
Absolutely. I watched it myself, yeah.
Yes, but what you may see if you go online and look is that there were state beef councils, Tennessee, Oklahoma were a couple of them, that came into Florida with their producers from back home to go in and talk to consumers. So it wasn't necessarily the upper brass of the checkoff. Well, some of them were there. For the most part, it was producers from those states that had come in and supported it with their state beef council dollars. And yes, do a lot of NASCAR people like beef? I think so. But what it does is it creates kind of a buzz. It's fun, but it also reaches a consumer that we're constantly trying to reach.
You're trying to maybe promote them to ribeye instead of round steak, right? Possibly.
Exactly.
mean, it's a thought. I mean, what the heck? It looked like a great promotion.
Yeah.
And Sarah, you're a Front Range of Colorado ranch lady. As is our tradition on the Hot Barn Report, what is your favorite beef entree?
Oh, gosh. I would have to say with just a ribeye steak, medium rare, and a big old loaded baked potato beside it. Absolutely my favorite.
Ice cold brewski?
Ooh, yeah. That sounds good. Although I am a scotch drinker.
Whoa!
So I am. I know people always think I'm crazy, but I do love brewskis. Scotch is my jam.
Perfect answer. Sarah, we appreciate you taking the time out of your busy travel schedule to inform our listeners. And if somebody has a question about the process or about the beef checkoff or anything to do with the Cattlemen's Beef Board, where should they go?
You want an email address? info@beefboard.org. People sometimes don't realize there's only 10 people on the Cattlemen's Beef Board staff. We don't have an enormous staff running this program. We're very judicious with those dollars and very careful with those. So if you want to go in and look at the staff, we're in there. And the one other thing I wanted to point out, our meetings are all open. Doesn't have to be the big meetings, but those are completely open to all who pay into the checkoff.